Hello and welcome to the Assurance Show. The snippet you will be hearing is from the Performance Audit Report, where we interviewed a leader in performance audit who had something interesting to say about the use of data. Hope you enjoy.
Today, we're very excited to have a special guest with us from the New York City Comptroller's Office, Maura Hayes-Chafe. Maura, welcome to the show.
Good evening. Thank you so much.
Could we just kick off briefly with your background and your role there at the Comptroller's Office?
Sure. So I'm known as the Deputy Comptroller of the Bureau of Audit within the Office of the City Comptroller. And our principal function is to conduct performance audits of agencies, vendors, and other recipients of New York City funding.
New York's obviously one of the great global cities. Can you just give us some idea of the scale of public services in New York?
I'd start by saying that there are about 8 million residents living in New York City. They're spread across 5 boroughs. The boroughs are very different from each other, and they have very different demographics, very different economic profiles, and so forth. There are about 100 agencies that are providing services to New Yorkers. And in total, the budget is about $100 billion a year.
A lot of our listeners are interested in how different audit offices use data in particular. So some audit offices have been using data for a very long time. Just wanted to understand what within your audit office the use of data looks like. Do you have dedicated resources? And where is that going in terms of being able to help support your audits?
I would say data availability falls into two buckets. Data that we have available, regardless of conducting an audit, and data that we obtain during the course of an audit. I think there has always been or consistent use of data of the second bucket, right? We've gone to an agency, we're conducting an audit in this scope, we've asked for data within a particular framework, and the audit teams have become very good at analyzing that and using it to determine where risks are and to also determine what audit tests should be conducted. What's relatively new is a data-driven approach to selecting audits themselves. We've recently added resources in our team and also across the Office of the New York City Comptroller. I think there's broad recognition by this administration that data is, in this day and age, instrumental to all sorts of decisions, including where you should audit. So I don't know if you're familiar with it, but New York City has a good deal of data that is publicly available on the Open Data website. So we have recently begun data mining within it, for example, to look at mayor's reports. Right? A lot of agencies report publicly on their KPIs. How are they doing? So we've started mining for trends to see are things going up, are they coming down? For example, there's also complaint data there that gets recorded. So we've started data mining around complaints. There's a lot of other things. We also have access to a good deal of revenue and expenditure data by virtue of the fact that we are the comptroller's office. And so we're also data mining there. We're looking for trends, we're looking for outliers, and we're chasing them. So, you know, it's relatively new for this office, but I feel very strongly that's an important way to go. It's best practice for any fraud, waste, abuse operation. And so we are ramping up in this space to ensure that we are really doing all that can be done.
So we have come across the New York Open Data portal, really useful information in there. I think a lot of cities can learn from what New York has done. I'm sure there's a lot that you find that can be improved, but in terms of the overall setup, the ease of access to the metadata, I remember once even asking the people who are responsible for the Open Data portal, we'd like to use your data in a demonstration. And they came back and said, no problem, go for it. You don't even need to ask us if you want to use our data. So really great to see.
This office also hosts every year a whole data week in which we teach members of the public and other agencies, hey, this is all of the available data. This is how you can access it, and this is what you can find there. If you look at our website, you'll also find that this administration has done some amazing things in standing up dashboards so that data is readily available to people in a way that makes sense to them so they can actually see it. Our office is incredibly proud of the climate dashboard, which uses data to show how New York City is doing, not just across the board, but by neighborhood. You know, if you're interested, you can go and look. How's your neighborhood doing in terms of emissions or other markers of climate work? How is New York City doing as a whole? What are some of the driving concerns, right? What's driving emissions and so forth? It's all available there in a very user-friendly way. And so we're proud of that. You know, the other piece of open data that this office created a long time ago, and it continues to make available to folks, is checkbook. If New York City wrote a check or dispensed money to someone in check form, you can track and you can data mine the expenditures by payee online.
Okay, so just wrapping up, some fantastic resources, dashboards, documents on your website. So I'd encourage all our listeners to check those out. But more broadly, if auditors out there want to get in touch with you, what's the best way?
I'd be happy to share my email address. It's mhaze1@comptroller.newyorkcity.gov. I'm also present on LinkedIn and you will see me on the website.
Fantastic. Great conversation today, Maura.